about your green man, Shrek.
Hey, friend, did you leave your window open? And as soon as she said that, I knew somebody
glass
fucking broke
everywhere
into my car.
De las manos, sucio y sucia.
You need to stop right now.
The Lupacon starts sucking on his titty.
No. Can you guys see my lefufu? I knew that it was gonna be fake. You know, like she's like, it's $1. Sorry, was that very cheap?
Two, one. Woo! Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
I'm Brie.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
Yay! We did it. We got it right.
You know, it took like so long for us to do that, but I'm happy. Yay. Okay. We're back.
On episode 24, we got it right.
had to.
Practice makes perfect, right?
No, yeah, for real. Today, guys, is our St. Patrick's episode.
Can you tell?
Yes. I mean, no, yeah.
Not really, because we don't have decorations.
I know.
We tried, There was
nothing there. Rosie did go to Dollar Tree, and there was nothing. They were on to Easter already. But, yeah.
It's only March 3rd.
I know. We're barely the end.
We're thinking we're ahead of the game.
No, for real. Never. But yes, this is our St. Patrick's episode. We are going to be talking about Irish mythologies and
what the fuck is St. Patrick?
And yeah. Yeah. Just learn. We're learning today. Oh my god. We're learning.
You're going to learn today.
And we're going to school you.
Does not hurt to learn.
Yeah.
We are sipping on Jameson Irish whiskey, which Cindy will tell us all about. Right.
Tis the season.
Yep.
Cheers.
I feel like every brand is making stuff. Oh yes, yes.
I know. We actually didn't know they had a seltzer, but we were like, we need an Irish to drink for this Irish episode. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like there's so much to say about this, but according to the website, the official website. It just says, enjoy the chill collection inspired by the best is it Jameson?
I always call it Jameson.
Me too.
I
always call it Jameson.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the occasion, wherever you are, made with natural flavors, the perfect balance, with Jameson whiskey, Irish whiskey, a fresh, bubbly, and superior taste experience. Supposedly it's like less sugar.
Does
yeah.
it have a calorie count? Because it doesn't on here, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
On the box, no calorie count. These there's three different flavors.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I mean the flavors we have is the ginger lime, the orange spritz, and the lemonade. The ginger lime and orange spritz are both 7%, and the lemonade is 5%.
Wow.
Also saw that they have a cola, but unsure where you buy that from. I think you have to like order it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're like $12 to $13 a can depending where you get them from, and it's four cans in a box.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Like
$12 to $13
for the box.
You said a can, but
oh my god. Right.
Okay.
No.
And also just to note, the freaking four pack is one flavor, so we bought three four packs for this fucking episode.
Yeah, there's no variety pack.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through the reviews on the official website. I don't know if they're all biased, but they're highly raved.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess they can't make it a variety pack because of the different percentages, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
But we've had some that have
different
percentages.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a marketing technique.
Yeah, there's no you
potentially,
want to
yeah. One. But, I mean, they're a bit pricey for a four pack, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did get them on sale. Well, two of the flavors at Target for $10.99.
Okay.
Yeah, the four pack I got came out to like $13 and change.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. There was one more thing I was gonna say. Oh, I think that it's pretty cool that these are actually made with Jameson. Cause
I know
a lot of these like freaking liquor brands are making seltzers and they don't even have the actual liquor in there. So
it's like legit Irish whiskey in there.
Okay.
'Tis the season. I need so we can pause.
And we cut.
And we're back. Okay, so where should we start?
All things green. How about that? Let's talk about your green man. Shrek. Have you seen the fucking trailer? Oh, Shrek 5?
Oh my god, I hate it. The new graphics. I hate
Dude, it's so bad.
It's no longer on my fucking... Hear me out. The old Shrek, yes, not the new Shrek. I don't like it.
So dead.
Also, have you seen what they're saying about, like, the daughter?
Yeah, they're like, basically, have you ever watched, what's that one movie? The Cave Girl?
What were you gonna say? Because people are somebody put a side by side of the old Shrek movies, and that, you know, they have kids on that movie,
but
the girl has colored eyes and the boy has brown eyes. But in the new movie, first of all, they only show the girl, but the girl has brown eyes, so they're like, that's not his daughter, either that or that's a transgender son.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little too complex.
But it's true. Like, why would they not stick to the script?
Yeah.
Why does she not have the
They have to make it modern.
No. It's like two or three. Yeah, but she can have the right colored eyes.
Yeah.
Or unless they're really going to have a story about
it. Maybe it is the boy transgendered. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But I fucking saw this post when I was in the toilet. And I fucking died, bro. It says... Why is the new donkey looking like Kai Cenat?
Not Kai Cenat.
Yo, that's foul.
Oh my god.
No, I will show you the post right now. They have me dying. Because why is it so accurate?
I don't know why they would do that. Like, Shrek is so, like, classic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it, kind of, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to mention about the cave girl, I can't remember her name, but there's a movie about a cave girl who was, like, they're basically already, like, predicting what the story's gonna be about. Like, let me guess, the daughter's a rebelled teenager, mm-hmm. and she wants mm-hmm. to leave the swamp, and Shrek is like, don't leave the swamp, you know, we have everything here. And mm-hmm. he's like, I'm growing up, I need to explore the world, and
he's being overprotective,
and then she wants to, you know, rebel out with her little piercing. Like, everyone's like, we already know the story, like... It's no fun.
Or it's a transgender, so maybe we don't know.
The ultimate plot twist.
I'm gonna have to wait a long time till we find out.
Dude, I didn't expect that. No, and then everyone's like, we need to bully out of them, just like we did with fucking Sonic.
Because mm-hmm. the animation.
Do you remember when Sonic first let out a trailer? The animation for that was so bad.
That's
so
true.
Bad. Mm-hmm. And they fixed it. So I'm hoping they do that here. Because, like, why are you going to fix something that's not broken?
Literally.
It's so good.
Literally.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I was like, all things green. Where are we going with this?
I'm like, your man.
My man's got to change and I don't like it.
My man.
Got a haircut or something.
I don't like change. I don't do good with change.
I'm so dead. Also, I also wanted to mention, did you guys see that fucking Katy Perry's gonna go to the moon?
Yes.
No.
She's going to the moon.
Good for her.
She's going...
With SpaceX?
No, I don't know. Is it SpaceX? Jeff Bezos?
There's a missing elderly person. Sorry.
There. But,
Since this morning. Oh, poor stuff.
But, sorry. Jeff Bezos, I don't know, rocket, I guess? Because his wife is also gonna be one of the ones... It's like a whole girl group mm-hmm. that is going up, and Katy Perry is one of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like she is the perfect pop star to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about some of her songs.
What is the purpose of them going to the moon?
But I don't know what the purpose
is. Extraterrestrial. They just go. It's a trip that... This is not the first time they've made a trip like that. Like,
just with random people?
Not random people. I think they gotta pay a lot of money.
So it's just, like, a expedition.
Yeah.
To go check it out.
Yeah. Check it out.
But I feel like that endures, like, a lot of training, right?
They have to go body. Through... They have to go through training.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She got some training, though. Have you seen her flip around?
Oh, my God, yes.
They're gonna put... I forgot what that machine is called, but it's the one that goes like that. And...
No, yeah. They definitely have to go through training.
Because even, like, just here, like the Air Force pilots, that was it the G-1 Force? Like, that knocks you the fuck out. Can you imagine, like, going through the fucking space?
Wasn't there I had heard that, I never been, but you went to the Orlando Disney World or whatever, I think Epcot, they had a ride that was, it's like a simulation of what it feels like to be in space, And a lot of people complained that they would get sick and, like, pass out.
I didn't go on that.
No. Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Jeez. That's so funny. But at first I was like, is she gonna, like, perform? Like, out there? Is it gonna be a performance?
Katy Perry performing from the moon.
Like, it makes sense, but...
That sounds so, like, sitcom-y. Like,
yeah. I'm like, imagine her playing E.T. up there.
Like, you're an alien!
Yeah.
Yo.
No, she gets abducted. They're like, yes, I want you. Oh,
fun. The comments on that post you sent me were pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Insane. But yeah, that's all I had on pop culture.
I did want to mention, when you said pop culture, the one thing I thought about was Ariana Grande's dress at the Academies last night. Did you guys see it? Mm-hmm.
I did watch it, but
it comes out like this. Look it up right now.
Okay. Ariana Grande?
Yeah. I don't get, like, that effect.
I was surprised Anora won a lot. I've been wanting to watch the movie, and when I...
Is that about the sex worker?
Yeah.
I know, I've been wanting to watch it, too.
When I realized it was a thing, there was, like, a few more showings of it, and I wasn't able to make them, because my work schedule was, like, really whack. But you have to, like, buy it. But it seems... It won a lot of shit, dude.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen who won what, but all I saw was Ariana's dress, and I was obsessed because it's so, like, different, so pretty, really? So unique.
Let me see.
I was obsessed.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh, it's giving, what is it? Not Elphaba. What's her character in Wicked?
Oh,
Elphaba. Glinda.
It's giving Elphaba Glinda.
Elphaba is the other one.
Yeah. Alphabet. We're not Wicked Girls. I've been wanting to watch Wicked, and we never did.
Oh, so interesting.
Isn't it so
cute? It's giving, it's giving jellyfish.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's so unique and pretty.
Ooh, like, even the one she performed in.
I'm sorry, but I still, like, hate her.
Oh, yeah, I don't like her that much either, but I just thought that dress was pretty cool.
She's a homewrecker.
I saw SpongeBob there, her man. He was in the front row. Oh, look.
The home Ricky?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
We don't like home wreckers around here.
No, I'm just kidding. We do not. Yeah, it's pretty crazy how she did all that and she's still not canceled. You know, like,
because she
looked past it. And she wrote that one song where she's just like, what is my... Right after.
Ooh, yeah, she does not give a fuck.
Do y'all remember when she licked the donuts?
She licked donuts?
Yeah. She's like, fuck Americans.
She randomly licked... She went to a donut shop and was licking the donuts and putting them back.
Yeah. There's a whole video.
It was a spitball one.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That's very fucking weird.
Yeah.
Anywho.
We could go on the rabbit hole.
I know, right? Does anyone have any other pop culture stuff you want
to watch? Did you get to watch Doja Cat's performance at the Oscars?
I did not.
I went to Truly LA, and they were having a showing of the Oscars, and everyone was just watching. It was actually so fun because everyone was cheering and stuff. But when I arrived, I think I had just missed her performance.
Aww.
And I was like, damn. I was like waiting around. I'm like, she's not coming on. And I looked, and she had already performed. I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. But when I did look it up, I saw like a bunch of people critiquing her song choice. I guess they're like, this is not what I expected. I thought she was gonna rap, but was this song not in her range? Like, people were questioning it. So I'm curious to watch it. I have not watched it.
Yeah, I gotta watch
but
it.
But I did like her performance outfit. It looked like she was just
okay. All right, that's cute.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. And yes, speaking about Doja Cat, you know, do you guys remember everything that happened with the Stranger Things guy? What's his name?
Billy.
I don't know his real name either. But Billy, do you remember Billy from Stranger Things?
Uh-huh.
She contacted, what's his name?
Will.
I don't know his real name. Will.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, like, he's so hot. Like, can you give me his number or something like that? And he posted the screenshot of their conversation and put her on blast. And Doja was pissed. She's like, this is little kid shit. Like, why would you put my information, like, out there and blast? Mm-hmm. Like, I came to you, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she felt embarrassed.
Well,
Like, why... Like,
it's... I mean, you know, a private conversation. Yeah. You're gonna fucking share that?
Share that on blast.
That's petty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was pissed. But now her and him are a thing now.
Oh, no way.
Yes. They were seen in Paris.
His name was Eddie, though, I think.
No.
Because isn't Billy the brother?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No. I think it was yeah. he.
No.
Billy is that girl's sister. The redhead. Billy's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it was that one.
Because I thought she liked the Eddie guy, the British dude.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie.
Oh, I thought it was Billy the whole time.
No, Eddie. Yeah.
She loves her white men.
No, yeah, she does.
At least this one seems nice.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Because the last boyfriend she had a lot of allegations.
I didn't know about that relationship.
Is that the designer guy?
I'm not too sure. I just know that supposedly he was a pedo. Or a rapist.
The whole... Okay, yeah, the whole time I thought it was Billy. Billy.
But yeah, they actually look really good together. Yeah,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. Take that, Will.
She manifested that shit.
Take that, Will.
I know.
Will is
something. There's like a bunch of like tabloids about it.
That's... Oh, what is it? Something snaps? Snaps.
Noah.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
He's like the only one in that cast that doesn't have anything else going for himself.
I think so, huh?
You guys today... Okay, sorry. This will be the last thing.
Okay.
Today, Millie Bobby Brown, speaking of Stranger Things, posted a video that I thought was so good. Did you see it?
No.
Or I don't know if it was posted today, but I seen it today. Mm-hmm. Where she is calling out, like, fucking media and tabloids for basically putting young girls down, like, herself. Because she's like...
No, yeah, I've seen the shit that people have been saying. It's actually disgusting. Yeah,
because she's growing up. And she's like, okay, I came into, you know, I became famous when I was this age or whatever on Stranger Things, looking one way. I'm older now. I look different.
Yeah.
I'm growing up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And people are like, have things to say. So she was literally reading the names of, like, like, headlines and the authors of them. And it's, like, Millie Bobby Brown, what does she do to her face? Or, why does she look so old? And it's all these fucking headlines. Dang. And she's calling them out. And she's, like, it's one thing, like, you know, for, like, men to talk shit about young girls like this. But women are also putting other women down. And she just really went off. And I was, like, okay, go off, sis. I loved it.
Oh, my God. I love that for her. Because, yeah, I did see... it popped up on Threads. It was like a picture of her with debuting her blonde hair, and everyone was like, damn, she looks so old. She's giving Tana Mongeau. I don't know what's her name. Tana. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But people were like saying how old she looked. Dude, there was even like 50-40 year old women that were like bashing her. They're like, no, like, honestly, there was, like, pick-me fucking energy. I'm like, bro, how old are you? This lady, she was, like, late 40s, and she posted a picture of herself on the bottom of that thread and was like, I'm 40 years old, and I still look way younger than she does right now. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then I kept going down the thread, and someone was like, lady, you using a filter and good lighting, and she posted another picture of her where she looks her age.
I'm dead.
And I hollered. And but like throughout all the fucking posts, there's a bunch of older women posting themselves. Like saying like, I look younger than her.
My God,
what?
Yeah.
It's like, why do you have the energy for that?
Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Just to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, and it's like, it's really weird to think about, like, there's something a little wrong in your head if you're really going to be out here judging and commenting on
a child compared to your
child, or like a young adult. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how she looks. Like, end of the day, it's her. Like, she's making her money. Like,
you're
not affecting her by these comments. Like,
I think she looked good.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool that she went off, sis.
Yeah. It's also, like, how is it, like, for us to judge how people decide to, like, dress, like, because it's true, like, depending on how you dress, do your makeup and your hair, like, you can look older.
Yeah.
But what is it to you?
Yeah.
Literally. That's just how the world works. You get judged one way or another, which is unfortunate.
My mom's watching this TV show. I honestly don't know what it's called, but... It's with Hilary Duff, and there's this lady who is, I think she's she got an editorial job, but the only way she was able to get it was if she lied about her age. She's in her late 40s, but she said that she was 26, and she passed as 26, and they, so everyone thinks she's 26. So she's trying to act younger, look younger, and all this stuff. And she kept doing, I guess, my hairstyle. Right now, my mom, when I was, like, walking out, she looked at me, she's just like, you know what's so funny? That girl, she kept, the one that's pretending to be 26, she kept putting that hairstyle on. I'm like, girl, why are you doing that? It's not like a 20-something-year-old is wearing that. And then you walk out like this. And I was like, I'm so dead.
we do. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not a 20-something-year-old, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, the space buns are a thing, Mom.
They are a thing.
She just didn't know about it.
I remember last time when I was moving out, I pulled up his face. She complimented them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's funny. All
right. Let's get down to business.
Let's go.
The nitty gritty. Right.
We freaking fell asleep.
Mine is almost there.
I know.
Should I start with the St. Patrick's Day history?
Yes. Rosie, tell us, what is the origin of St. Patrick's Day?
Okay. I'm gonna paraphrase because I just copied and pasted a lot of things, but I read it all, so I know the gist, okay?
All right.
So, St. Patrick's Day is a religious and cultural holiday held on March 17th. It is the death date of St. Patrick, who is the foremost patron saint of Ireland. Okay, St. Patrick was not Irish. He was born in Britain.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he came from a wealthy family. He came from this wealthy family in Britain. At the age of 16, Patrick was taken prisoner by a group of Irish raiders who were attacking his family's estate. They transported him to Ireland, where he spent 6 years in captivity. During the captivity, he worked as a shepherd outdoors and away from people, so he was lonely. And during his captivity of loneliness, he turned to Christianity. So it says it is also believed that Patrick first began to dream of converting the Irish people to Christianity during this captivity. So basically, after the 6 years of him being a prisoner, he escaped and he returned back home. But something, which he believes is God, told him that he needed to go back to Ireland and basically spread the word of Christianity and to convert people. And also to, like, there was already, because there's, like, this myth, I'm freestyling. if you look it up very vaguely, it'll say that he brought Christianity to Ireland, but apparently there was already some Christians there. So basically what he did was he got those Christians, he spoke to them, and he also, he popularized it, and he converted a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
So he wasn't even Irish.
He was not Irish, and apparently he was never technically a saint. Like, I don't know exactly the process you have to do to be a saint. That process didn't exist back then, so he was not an actual saint, but he got called that.
Spreading the word.
There's a lot of different, you know, over the years, a lot of different stories are told. There's a lot of myths about him, too. Supposedly, he got rid of all the snakes of Ireland and, like, all these things. But, you know, it's all folklore at this point.
Yeah.
But that is the gist of who St. Patrick was.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Neither did I.
The more you know. Mm-hmm. Should I get into leprechauns? Because I feel like that's, like, really... I mean, I think that's the number one thing we think about, right? With St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
So, like, what do you guys think about when you guys think of, like, leprechauns? Like,
I think of the fucking movie.
I know, me too! we were talking about this.
I think about rainbows.
I know. It's either, like, dark or light, right? Like, yeah. I mean, as a kid, we thought, rainbows, pot of gold, a cute little, you know, green little guy. Oh, and also, growing up, I used to watch The Luck of the Irish. It's a Disney classic movie. Ooh. A Disney original. I don't know if you guys watched it, but it's so good. I love it.
I vaguely remember that movie.
Yeah. Or you think of the freaking scary leprechaun movie. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think of too. Little scary guy.
I could picture him, like, so clearly.
Right? Me too.
Yeah. Laughing. I don't know how the hell I got a hold of that shit and was watching it as a young child, but it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. I remember being terrified too. Nightmares. Yeah, so I was a little scared going into this. I was like, but I'm here to tell you, we're going to be okay. So leprechauns, they are the symbol of all things Irish. That's literally all we think of. The origin of the story started in the 8th century in the saga. Within this story called, I forgot exactly what it was called, but it's the saga of King Fergus MacLeti. Sorry if I butchered it, but it's King Fergus.
Right? Fergus?
King Fergus. Well, I know, we should have practiced our Irish
accent. I think that sounded Scottish.
I know. I need to, like, practice, because, yeah.
Every accent I try turns into a British one. I know.
Fergus. Yeah, we're so hardwired for that.
Yeah, King Fergus. No, yeah. Scottish.
Scottish, Irish.
So, the story goes that King Fergus returns to Ulster, which is the place he was the king of, after a great war, and seeks to rest after his tiring war campaign. He lays on the beach alongside a slave girl, random fact, but he lays beside her and is awakened by three magical, quote-unquote, dwarf-looking men. This is the first time a leprechaun was ever written, you know, anywhere. Okay. There was any documentation of leprechauns.
Okay.
So this is the first story where it's mentioned. It's not about them, but there's a mention about them.
It's the root of the idea.
It's the root, yes. But everything he describes them as is what we describe leprechauns today. He called them lupicons. So, the men, they tried dragging him into the ocean, but before they did that, he captured them.
The leprechauns?
The leprechauns tried dragging him into the ocean.
So okay. They're evil?
Okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know what
was the pot of gold.
I don't know why they were dragging him into the ocean, but he captured them. He captured them, and they pleaded for him to let them go. And he said, "I'll let you go if you grant me a wish." And he wished to be able to breathe underwater. And they agreed as long as he didn't go into this specific bay that they are at or whatever.
I would have gone there.
Straight there.
He agreed.
Burn you all, motherfuckers.
He agreed, and for real, huh? There's two different versions of, like, this, like, story. One version says that they give him, like, herbs that he puts in his ears to be able to go into, like, the ocean to be able to breathe. And then another story says that they give him a cloak to put over his head to be able to go underwater.
Like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The invisibility cloak.
Yeah. This is where it gets weird.
It hasn't been weird this whole time at all.
Exactly. This is where it gets weird.
Okay, go ahead.
The lupicon starts sucking on his titty.
No, you didn't.
On his own or the dude's?
The leprechaun starts sucking on the king's titty.
Okay. Interesting.
And he has the same reaction as us. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
not you.
This is not where I thought the story would go.
I told you it was about to get weird. When I read this, I hollered. I was like, "What?"
How did it mention it though?
Sucking on the titty.
Leprechaun took his
breast. He sucked on his breast, and he was flabbergasted.
Oh my!
He was literally like, "What are you doing?" Hey, yo!
Literally. That's sus.
The leprechaun then explains, "This is how our people show pity." So,
sorry.
If y'all capture a fucking leprechaun and they're pleading to let him go and they start sucking your titty, don't be surprised.
Yo.
That's wild.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That caught me off guard, and then I watched a video too about explaining the whole story.
And they mentioned it again.
They mentioned it, and I was like, "How is he gonna mention it?" Because he sounds so serious. He's like, "These leprechauns, this, that, that." And then, by his surprise, the leprechaun started sucking on his breast. And I was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah.
What were these Irish on when they were writing these stories?
No, I feel like a lot of these folklore stories are made by men, and especially when I go into like what's it called? The Selkie? Like, they're men's stories, you know?
I forgot you did too.
Yeah. But Yeah, so that's the first written form of a mention of a leprechaun.
That's wild.
Yeah. but yeah, these leprechauns were thought to be these beings called Eshi fairies. They were descendants of Tashi the... I'm sorry if I butcher all these freaking things. Tashi the Danann, which translates to the people of the goddess. There were godlike beings thought to rule the Ireland world. I mean, Ireland land at one point. Yeah. They kind of look like... They look like goddess, but with, like, elf ears here. I took a picture. They look like this. They look very majestic.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful, yeah. So, yeah. They are... Leprechauns are... Those are their descendants of leprechauns. They were said to have powerful magic and live in a parallel dimension. They were at first to be seen as gods to be feared of. But with the expansion of Christianity, worshippers of these Eshi fairies converted into Christianity. And by the Ireland people switching over to Christianity, they gave these fairies no more power.
So this directly relates to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, yeah, it gave them no more power, which basically shrunk them. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, okay. As they lost power, they lost their size, which is what we know now as leprechauns. Yeah.
So they don't, they're not magical anymore.
They are magical, but they've lost power. You know, they used to
lost
rule.
Momentum.
They used to rule the land, but now they don't.
They are not as what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They were believed to be the guardians of the parallel universe's riches. They were also believed to craft and mend shoes to hide their hidden wealth. So basically, like, you know, it's like you wouldn't expect someone that's like
a shoemaker
to have wealth, you know, so that's why that's where it comes from. And it also is said that whenever they make a new shoe, they receive a golden coin. Every shoe that's made, they receive a golden coin, which they hide somewhere, you know. Usually they hide in that thing, you know,
the pot
of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's usually where they hide it.
Yeah. It's not a good hiding spot. No, just kidding.
Can you find the end of the rainbow? I don't know.
Oh, I guess not. But we know that it's there.
Yeah.
Okay, timer's going off. Okay. You want to complete your thought?
Apparently, their wealth was given to them by the Vikings. I kind of got confused about how that went. But basically, they trusted them to keep it safe. But then I'm like, they have it. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand that.
They're Vikings.
Mm-hmm. But, fun fact, their traditional color was red, not green. Yeah.
We've been scammed.
Yeah, and now it's known that if a leprechaun is wearing red, it means that they're like a lone wolf. Like, they don't hang out around with the crowd. Mm-hmm. And if they're wearing green, that means they're part of like a community, a clan.
Wow. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
And one last thing, there's 4 different leprechauns. Yeah.
There's types.
There's different types depending on where they live and what part of Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That is actually very interesting.
I look into that because I'm curious.
They look weird.
Hey, we've got a new drink. We sure did. I haven't opened mine yet. Oh, sorry. Cindy and I did. It's
okay. Or we're all on the orange?
Orange.
Orange spritz.
Ooh. All right. Next, Irish folklore. Folklore.
Do I know?
Oh, yay!
Don't mind the reading because I feel like I'm a little dumb now.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to be talking about the Banshee, which I feel like is almost aka La Llorona, honestly.
Oh, really? I know nothing about Banshees, so
me either.
This is all new.
Yeah, so essentially is a female spirit in the Irish folklore who... What is this word? Essentially, like, not celebrates, but, like, warns, like, the death of a family member or whatever.
Oh.
Which is usually by, like, pretty much you see this banshee after someone's died.
Oh.
Usually you'll see her screaming, wailing, shrieking, or me.
So it's a woman?
Yeah.
Is that a pretty woman?
Keening? It's hard to say. No, she is not.
Oh, no.
I guess it depends, because apparently she also shapeshifts according to whoever she appears to.
Oh.
Interesting. But yeah, her name is connected to the mythological importance, turmoil, or mounds that dot Irish countryside. I don't know what that means. Description. So usually she's pictured as having long, streaming hair, which sometimes she's combing. And some legends specify that the keening, she'll keen, I don't know what that keening? Means yet.
Let me look it up.
Oh, it's coming up.
Okay.
It's supposedly,
the action of wailing in grief for a dead person.
Mm.
That makes sense. The keening of grieving mothers tore into an otherwise silent afternoon. Okay, so
there's a specific word to it, even though they already told you that she screams, wails, and shrieks. Hmm. But and apparently she can either appear to you as like a sweet singing virgin, which what does that mean?
Yeah. Or just all, another
a whore. No, I was kidding.
No, opposite of a whore.
I know, but she said or, so I was thinking it was either one or the other.
Or a woman shrouded crouching beneath trees with a veiled face, crying bitterly at spirits of mournfulness.
It is very much giving La Llorona.
And it also says that she can either appear unnaturally tall, or it says as short as 4 feet. That's
Hell no. Wait, what's scarier, taller or small?
Small.
Something about small, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know why.
I just feel like if they're smaller, they're quicker.
Right? Like, yeah, like Chucky, yeah, I didn't fuck with.
No, Chucky used to scare the shit. Me too. It still low key does, not gonna lie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Smaller,
yeah.
Smaller things scare me.
Yeah.
Is my sweater around here? Because I'm fucking cold. I think it's on the floor. Do you mind passing that to me? I'm so sorry.
But yeah, in the, it says the Irish legend speaks of a lament being a singing fairy woman or a banshee. So it's very interesting because, like, essentially they start off as being something good, mm-hmm. but then somehow ends up twisted.
That is
a coin. It like, okay, it comes after someone has passed, correct?
Yeah, but then also it says that, like, in some cases, if you hear her,
that means you're gonna die.
That there's, it's a someone's picture gonna of death, die. But you're, oh. I mean, you don't know if it's you or someone around you. Mm. If someone is about to enter a situation where it is unlikely they will come out alive, she will warn people by screaming or wailing, giving a rise to a banshee also known as the Wailing Woman.
Interesting.
Do you have a picture of what it looks like?
This here.
I need a visual.
But see, this is like giving more like scary old lady.
But I picture her to be young. I don't know why. Oh, because she's a virgin. I picture her to be young.
She could be an old virgin.
Oh, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it shapeshifts, like, on depending, like, how bad your death is going to be or the death is.
That's a little scary. Scarier than the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if it's yelling bloody murder.
Mm-hmm. And 4 feet. Oh.
And when several banshees appear at once, it indicates the death of someone great or holy.
Oh, wow.
The tales sometimes recount that the woman, although called fairy, was a ghost. And often a specific murdered woman or a mother. I guess pretty much if you see a lot of them, then something
terrible. Really bad's going to happen. Oh, shit.
That's interesting. Okay. It is very much giving La Llorona.
Pretty much, I guess she's like a warning. But then, because isn't La Llorona, she's crying because she killed her own kids, right?
Yeah. But so like it's more like of a mourn.
The pictorial.
The
depiction.
The depiction is giving it's, the same.
Yeah, but the story is different.
She's kind of warning you or like letting you know like,
that's something's going to happen. Yeah.
Okay. I never even heard of banshee, but when we looked up like famous Irish folklore, that came up. So that's.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought I've heard the word before, but I just didn't know.
And then when you first Google it, it gives you a show. So I didn't like look into what the show is actually about. But yeah, but then I had to go and do banshee mythology.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if it's related.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, do you guys see my lefufu? It matches the green, but it's really ugly. I got it in Chinatown. But
I don't think it's that bad. I think they all look like that, no?
No. Okay, so I knew that it was going to be fake. You know, like, she's like, it's $12. Sorry, was that very
sweet? She sounded though, right?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Don't cancel me. Don't cancel me. Okay. My life flashed into my eyes. I'm so sorry.
So natural.
Was, sorry. You know, I'm gonna stop.
Is this okay. Fine? Yeah.
Yes. So I knew it was not gonna be real, but I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like, you know, the other ones are too expensive. Like, you know, it's probably not gonna be that bad. And honestly, if I would have, it's ugly.
They're all ugly, no. Aren't they?
Okay. So when I opened it, I was like, oh, okay, like it's not real. But then, as soon as I opened it, a girl with a real one with the exact same color passes by me. And I'm like, damn, this is bad. This is embarrassing. It looks a little dirty, but its head does turn around, which is nice because a lot of them don't.
Very scary.
But the face itself, it's very white. And I think, I don't know why, but because it's like lighter skin, it looks even scarier. And I don't know. But no, it looks very different than the original.
Okay, well, I'm new to the Labubu trend, and I'm not fully in it. So to me, it looks like the other Labubus. I don't know.
No,
I think it's smaller.
Mystery boxes are like a big thing.
Yeah, you know, I never got into like the what is it, the Sunny Angels.
Really. See, that I was saying, like, I'd prefer a Sunny Angel really? Over a Labubu.
No, I don't know why I got to the Labubus, but so after I got this, like, I looked up what, you know, I looked up what Labubus really look like. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up finding out that the fake ones are called Lafufus. And then is it Lafufus? Yeah, right? Lafufus. And then I was just going through everyone's Lafufus. And honestly, mine ain't that bad compared to theirs.
I'm dead.
Dude, there was this one, this girl, she opened it. That Lafufu's forehead was so big.
Oh my god.
And she literally screamed. She's like, babe. Like, her babe was right there. But yeah, mine is not that bad compared to other little foos.
I don't know if any of these are real pictures.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
But
that is a lefufu.
Yeah, that's a lefufu.
I don't get it.
I think this is an actual lebubu.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Let me see yours again.
Turn the face. Ready, wait, look at that. Ah, it's white.
Okay, I mean, I guess.
It's albino.
I guess.
Give me an albino, yes. Okay. But yeah. And then I was looking at the comments and someone said, ha, you got a la chapa. And that shit made me laugh.
That's pretty funny.
Yo.
Yeah.
Does someone want to send Brie a real one?
Yes. Can someone send me one? I wanted the green one because it was matcha. Like, it reminds me of matcha. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
You can buy fits for them.
Yes. I don't know. I wouldn't go as far as like getting them a car seat like some people have been doing. Mm-hmm. It's a little too much for me. But yeah. And I said, I seen people. You know, you actually made me aware of it that people are stealing them from people's bags. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see that on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I've seen they have now like bags where the first layer is clear so you can put them like in there so you can display them
without
easily like grabbable.
But I mean, I'm sure
with time people are gonna figure out how to steal that.
Though, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Stop with those sticky fingers. Go wash your hands.
I know. I don't get that. Like, dog.
Lávate las manos, sucio y sucia.
You need to stop right now. But yeah, me and Cindy were just talking about we should go buy some. Yeah. We'll see. What
you
do
guys
want
can do that. I'm just kidding.
We will. And, but you know what?
We will.
And, when I was, like, going down the rabbit hole of Labubus, there's different, like, versions that kind of look like Labubus. Mm-hmm. But then someone said, like, I don't know about Labubus, but, I fuck with, Monchichis. And I was like, oh my
those
god.
Those are OG.
I forgot about Monchichis. My mom, she used to have this Monchichi a sticker on her mirror, like all my childhood. And I remember just like always seeing it. I was like, oh my god.
There's this
if I can't get this, I'll get a Monchichi.
TikTok who popped out. Trolls. And his whole thing is like, Monchichi.
Monchichi. Like a Japanese dude, and it was pretty sick. He even has like a, I guess the Swarovski did a collaboration what with Monchichi.
No
yeah,
way.
He had like the necklaces, like super freaking cute. But I'm like,
está caro. Yeah, yeah. I think that, I don't know. Like, I get the hype, but like, I don't know. Don't raise the price.
Buying Monchichi in Daiso.
Yeah, I seen people find it too. Yeah, I'm like, if I could get a little La Bubu, I'll get a Monchichi because the Monchichis are cute. Like they're OGs. Those are OGs,
triple
yeah.
OGs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was just my little rant about La Bubus.
That's funny. Okay, what are we doing? My Irish folklore that I looked up was called the Dullahan.
Dullahan.
Okay, the Dullahan. The word Dullahan is used to describe, in Ireland, a dark, gloomy person. Okay, so essentially, Dullahan is a headless, quote-unquote, fairy.
Oh, again with the fairy.
Yeah, because the definition of fairy is like, you know, mystical creature. I don't know.
Mystical, yes.
I should probably look that up. Anyway, so they're considered fairies. But not the Tinkerbell kind of fairy.
Scary fairy?
Scary fairy.
So, essentially, Dullahan is a headless, quote-unquote, fairy who, in most stories, wears all black and rides a black horse.
Oh,
but, like, the stories have originated from, like, fucking many, 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 many years ago. So a lot of things, like, there's different variations of the story. But
history alters.
Most stories describe him either riding a headless horse and him also being headless, or he rides a coach and six horses pull him. So depending on the story. He's known to only appear at night and is also known as a solitary fairy, meaning that he does not like
lonesome
human contact. He likes to be alone. But if a human does see him, that does mean that death is coming for that human.
Oh.
Death is on the horizon. Oh, shit. He is not known to be the actual killer of the person.
Is
but
it kind of like a warning again?
Kind of like a warning, but he is also in many stories known to either throw a bucket of blood on said person, or he also carries a whip in which he whips said person and blinds them. Both things are supposed to blind the human, and then somehow they die after that. But he's not the killer, but he does blind them.
Maybe not to see what the fuck's about to happen.
Right. Oh, which is kind of nice. I would rather not see myself.
Actually, no. I feel like I would hate not being able to see what's happening and just feel.
No. I'm like, just kill me.
Actually, I don't know. Would you rather see?
I think I would.
What's happening to you or feel everything and not see it?
Well, I'm thinking about when I get shots and tattoos and shit, I'd be looking.
Yeah.
I'd be looking.
Actually, no, I probably would be blind because I don't look at those things. I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with just being like...
Blind.
Just blind me. Yeah, I mean, if I'm about to die, just fucking blind me and do it quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, no, it's...
Because I think I'd freak out that I can't see anything. Right, but
you're gonna freak out more knowing how you're dying.
Right. I don't know. I think at that part, oblivious is bliss. Oblivious is bliss.
I feel
bliss.
Like oblivious, if oblivious my eyes are open, at least I could fight a little bit, you know?
But you're gonna die anyways. You already saw the fucking Dullahan.
But at least I know why I died trying to save myself.
The only other thing that I wrote down for this shit, to me, I felt like I did a lot of research, but then now I just went through I summarized it so hard that now it's a short story. But the other thing that I wrote, I mean, okay, I could say a little bit more, like it originated like from this fucking guy who wrote this book about all these tales, but you know, I didn't write all that down. But what I did write down was people's ancient Celts. Celts are the people of the countries that include Ireland, Scotland, Cornwall, Wales, and a couple of other countries. They're considered Celtics. These people believe that the head The ancient Celts believed that the head was an essential, or was the vessel of the soul. Sorry, is the vessel of the soul. So essentially, the headless Dullahan was soulless, and he was stuck. He was dead, but stuck like in this
like limbo.
Right, stuck in a limbo. So that is why he was so dark, and he like he had no soul. And he brings upon death, or some shit like that.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. There's a couple of other like variations of the stories, but that's like the gist of it.
Gotcha. Interesting. Do you have a picture of what it looks like?
Yeah.
A visual. I need to see. I need to picture this.
I have to Google it because I did not screenshot it. But
so we wore like black with our green.
Mm-hmm. We sure did. Kind
of funny. Yeah.
Images.
Wait, scary. Oh, so is the horse? The horse is dead, right? Or no?
It is believed to be that the horse is also dead. there's a story that like talks about him with the in the coach with mm-hmm. the six horses, and the story goes like he's seen like driving recklessly. These horses are fucking like plowing through everything, and it's because they're dead and they could care less about how they're driving and what they're hitting and shit like that. So I think they're all meant to be dead.
So is, what's his name,
Dullahan,
is he the same as the headless horseman?
It's giving the same vibe, but I don't even know the history of the headless horseman. Yeah. So
I don't know the history, but I've seen it in movies. Like I feel like
I think it's the same vibe.
The headless horseman actually kill people.
Well, neither he doesn't kill.
No, that's what I'm saying. This fool doesn't kill people, but did the headless horseman kill people? Or am I just thinking of the movie?
I know. So I keep thinking about. I've only seen that movie once. So I looked up the headless horseman. The same fucking picture comes up.
Oh, interesting.
So
Or maybe it's
so. This is same. He's coming from Europe.
From different.
With the head myth inspired.
Sometimes
usually like it's a different story. The headless horseman is often associated with the spirit of a soldier who lost his head in battle.
Ooh.
And then it says in Irish folklore the figure is known to be the Dullahan. But yeah, so same,
almost the same, but not quite.
He's typically portrayed riding a black horse. The headless horseman may carry his head or a pumpkin, often a jack-o'-lantern. Same thing with the Dullahan. He's known to either be carrying his head, using it as a light of some sort, like that there's a light source. Or some people believe that he lost his head and he's not carrying anything. So depending on the story.
Interesting.
Okay. So very, very similar, but slightly different stories.
Isn't it crazy how like stories from so long ago get passed down and still remembered and still retained for so long? Like I kind of think back of like, you know, like the rhymes we used to do in like elementary school. I'm like, who taught us that? Who like?
And how some did we of them, start? So many of them are dark. They come from dark origins.
Rosy pocket full of posies. Ashes,
London bridges.
Ashes, they all fall down. What the fuck? Like, who taught us
what London bridges?
Regarding like the fucking polio or black death or the plague or one of those.
A lot of them are coming from like very dark places. Mm-hmm. London Bridges falling down is also another one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's weird, yeah. Interesting. I know even now, I feel like when Rio used to tell me like his little rhymes, they change a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through each generation, I feel like it changes a bit, but like,
I've come
who
across
teaches them?
Yeah, I've come across these TikToks where they'll say, like, how do you remember singing this certain song? And everybody has, like, slightly different word variations or, like, it's like a big, huge game of telephone. Crazy.
I'm taking a history class, and that's, like, a big thing we talk about, like, that history. We have to remember, one, that history and a lot of, like, methods that we use now were written by the person that had power before, which was usually like a white man. Mm-hmm. and we never really got the written perspective of that person of color and their experiences, mm-hmm. the Native Americans, Africans, Mexicans.
Yeah, especially because they didn't know how to write.
Exactly. So, like, a lot of that history was not, is erased. Mm-hmm. So, it's, mm-hmm. like, it's crazy. Even like, the, I take communications for school, and it's, like, they remind us a lot, like, hey, we're going to teach you these theories and everything, but please remember that they were written by white men, the majority at the time, and we still have that chance to alter them and put our own two cents into it because it was the majority at the time, you know? And I don't know, it's just so crazy how so much history gets erased, mm-hmm. and we just don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's why it trips me out that a lot of these mythologies are, like, written down and passed down. Mm-hmm. But I also did research on Selkies. So, Selkies, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But when I first read it, it kind of reminded me of the Selkie chickens. Selkie? Mm-hmm. Selkie chickens?
I don't even know what that is.
No? They're pretty chickens. Oh, the they're ones the ones that, have, that the like, Kardashians beautiful? Have. Oh, I want them. Mm. Selkie chickens. I think that's what they're called. Yes, it's a chicken breed. They are the cutest chickens you'll ever see. They are the fluffiest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's what I first thought of when I read the name. But in the Irish tradition, in Irish folklore, they are seal women. They are a different type of mermaid. It was believed, there's two different, like, iterations of, like, what they really wore. Christians believe that they were sinful human beings and were forced to live like seals until the end of time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but other sources say that they are pure and sweet creatures. When they're in the water, you can tell them apart. You can't tell them apart from seals. Mm-hmm. They look just like seals. You won't be able to tell them apart. Until they come out of the water, they turn into beautiful young women.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's giving Ariel, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's said that there's, like, there's different iterations of, like, the stories. Like, some say, like, they could only come out of the ocean in moonlight. Some say they could go whenever they feel comfortable, whenever they feel safe. There's different iterations. But they come out, you know, dance and just, like, just live their best
life.
Do their thing. Yeah. But there's this, like, there's this story that's, there's so much, like, different, slightly different, like, iterations, but it's kind of basically the same thing. It's when there's a night when the moon was full, a fisherman seen three naked, beautiful women dancing where the seals usually rested. The fisherman previously had heard about Silkies and wanted to get a closer look. They ran off as, you know, they saw him. You know, they always had to be careful because, you know, they never know. Once they saw him, they ran off. But as they ran off, he seen one of the Selkie skins. So he automatically knew, like, one of them was around here. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl hiding. So they can't go back into the ocean without their Selkie skin.
What?
Yeah. Their seal skin or whatever. Yeah. So he had it, and she's like, please, please give it to me. And he was just like, no, I'm in love. You're going to marry me, and I'm going to take care of you. And
Fucking man.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is just like men, you know, trying to be freaking predators. But he's like, I'm in love. Okay, bitch. You just saw her naked. Yeah. So he basically took her. He took her. And they ended up having kids and stuff. She did end up, like, you know, loving him to a certain degree. They had kids. Of course, she loved her kids. She
fell in love with her captor.
Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, she's like, I miss being home. Like, this doesn't feel like home. Mm. And, you know, she ends up telling her kids that I'm a Selkie. The kids have heard about this, like, folklore around, you know, mm-hmm. People talking about her or whatever, and she just explains to them that she misses being home. She loves them a lot, but, like, she just really misses home. And one of her sons were just like, like, oh, like, I feel really bad for you. Like, I'm going to find the skin. Your skin. The dad hid it somewhere. He ended up finding it, like, in the chimney or something like that. He gives it to her. She's so happy. And she just straight up, like, love you. I will never forget you. Bye-bye. She goes back home. But the story is that as she goes, you know, back to her little clan, she just makes sure that the family always has fish to eat. Like, that's one thing that she made sure to take care of them. But she was happier.
I like that story. There.
Yeah, I know. But yeah.
Dang, she couldn't take her kids with her, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're half silkies. They were, they don't explain that they have skin. I mean, he didn't even know he was, like, half silky, you know?
That's true, though, yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Some say, there's, like, of course, different iterations, but some say they are reincarnated souls of those who have drowned before. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. They usually have strong effects on humans. But yeah, there's some people say they're evil, that they drown people and they manipulate people. And some people are like, they save people, they protect people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the Little Mermaid, she protected the, you know, right. the guy from drowning. But yeah, usually the human male always has like an attraction towards them, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I like that. Creative cute. Little Irish yeah. with these stories.
I know. I think I did save photos to show you guys.
Okay, hurry, because I have to pee and we're about to run out of time. Oh sexy. Yeah.
But yeah, a seal woman.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that looks weird. That one is weird.
Yeah.
What's happening?
But that's all.
All right, pause.
I think I'm lit.
I feel.
I literally like my. I was thinking. My vision is blurry.
Dude, the whole time.
Every time
I look at you, I'm like. The whole time you're talking, I'm like, she seems so fine right now, and I really? Feel so lit.
Really? Every time I can look at Sydney, I'm like, oh, she knows I'm fucked up.
Okay, you guys. We are getting a little lit right now. The drinks are hitting.
The Jameson is Jameson.
It's Jameson.
A little better, bro.
Better like.
Oh, we're gonna better make like. Wait, we're gonna make that drinking game.
We should have said it from the
taste
beginning.
The cold one.
Absolutely. Yeah. We forgot to put the other ones in the fridge, so there's only one cold one. I don't mind it.
In the
it's gingering.
Yeah, that's what it is. This is a ginger.
Yeah, the ginger's there.
Yeah,
the ginger
so if
is there.
You're not a ginger girly. I mean, mm-hmm.
I've been I've been just trying to drink healthier. Like when it comes to drinks, like I'm trying to like you know make sure there's like zero sugar, zero calories as much as possible. And I tried these one drinks. And one of them was like ginger. I think it was just pure ginger, and it was a lot for me.
Ginger can be a lot.
Yeah, but the rest of the flavors were good. I will put a photo of the box.
Good
I kind of
for
forgot.
Immunity. No, I'm just
mm-hmm. Right? I was like, I feel like I'm taking a ginger
I
shot.
I want to get into making
ginger shots.
Are they called wellness shots? Or
yeah. I could teach you how to make them.
Yeah.
I know how to make them. I make them.
I think it's literally the ginger.
Ginger, turmeric, lemon, and cayenne pepper and turmeric.
Or turmeric, yeah.
Yeah. It seems like it's worth it. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty expensive if you try buying them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to drink them like daily or whatever.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what I was going to say is sorry. We're getting lit. We're running out of things to talk about, but we do want to recap. We had a Galentine's Day recently.
We did.
I originally was not supposed to be there, mm-hmm. and I should have just listened to my intuition, but LOL. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Originally, the girls, well, you know, I was part of it, but we planned this Galentine's Day, and the dates, the timing, my work schedule, my fucking bank account, it wasn't aligning. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to opt out of this one. Mm-hmm. Y'all do you. I'll mm-hmm. skip this one. I got the next girl's night, you know? Mm-hmm. So I opted out. So you guys can go ahead and carry on the story.
Yeah. We decided to do a new place that we never tried before. It was called Brooklyn Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Pizza. It's in Boyle Heights, and honestly, never heard of it prior to going. Yeah, it's like super close to us, and it was so good. I don't know. It was Once we entered, I'm like, oh, it's like, it's a vibe in here.
Yeah, because honestly speaking, the surrounding area sketch as fuck.
It smelled nasty.
Not a lot of lighting.
The streets smell like piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. The block,
disgusting.
The, because I also like the parking was ass. Well, to say is I found parking, funny enough, next to the fucking parking lot or whatever, which isn't like officially a parking lot. It's just like a space where people park. But
a dirt space.
I feel like probably safer than me parking outside of it.
Yeah, because it was lit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there was lighting in there. It was, yeah, it's a little bit sketchy, like, random people, and, like, there's a block where, like, there was nobody, and then, like, randomly somebody appeared, and I'm like, oh, this is a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right next to the Paramount, if anyone knows. That's where they show, like, have a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been to the Paramount before, but never noticed that there is a pizza place there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a show going on that day, too.
There's a lot of, like, punk. Yeah.
Who the fuck did we see? Someone was dressed as something.
As the Joker.
As the Joker, we're tripping out. You took a photo, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll insert it here. But yeah, it was a new place that we tried, and it was interesting pizza. It was different, right? Like, it wasn't like your average pizza. It was good. They even had agua frescas that you could put a little spice into it, spike it up. We tried that, and they were really good. It was a good time. We did a like a gift exchange, but I don't know if you guys seen like the trend on TikTok where you tell a story, and every time the person says left, you go left, and then anytime a person says right, you go right.
You pass the gift
to the right, to the left. So that's what we did, and yeah, we all got our little gifts, and honestly, it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rosie comes to the picture
during that time. I think once I said I couldn't go, they made the plan to meet up like at 6 p.m. or something like that. Because I did have work that day. Mm-hmm. Meaning I'm not going to get out till 7:30-ish, 8. Mm-hmm. So they said 6 o'clock meetup time. I'm still in the group chat seeing them fucking post about how they're running late or they're looking for parking and all this shit. And I'm having a terrible day at work. Like 4, because it's been like a week and a half at this point of me just having terrible days at work.
Back to back, yeah.
Back to back, like, horrific, like, unbelievable days where I'm just so fucking tired or so, like, done with work.
Yeah.
That day, I was having a really bad day at work. Usually, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
But that day, I was like, I need a fucking drink. Yeah. So I'm seeing the girls, like, in their little group chat.
Yeah.
Talking about they're late. And then I'm like, damn, at this point, I could meet them.
Yeah.
I could meet them for a drink. Like, I didn't participate in the fucking gift exchange. Like, I had no intentions of going, so I wasn't prepared. But it was, like, 7-ish when I think they all, like, were like, oh, we're here. I'm like, I'm off in 30 minutes, bro. Like, yeah. I can still make it.
Yeah.
And then, as I'm thinking that, my sister texts me, not knowing she had a hidden agenda. But that's a different story. She texts me, and she's like, stop by on your way home. Like, I'll buy you a drink. And I was like, she read my mind because I wanted a drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I was kind of thinking about that. She's like, yeah, I got you. Come over. I'll buy you a drink. And I was like, okay, bet. So, I just so happened to have a change of clothes in my car. That's a big coincidence because I don't usually have that. Mm-hmm. I remembered that while I was walking to my car, too. I'm like, fuck, this works out perfect because I have a change of clothes. The place is on my way home. Like, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. So I drive over there. I had already been seeing their text messages about, like, having problems finding parking. So I was not very close to the place. I was, like, a block and a half down. I find a parking. I park there. It's dark. And I'm like, perfect. I could change here.
Yeah.
I change in my car in the dark. I put all my stuff in the back seat. And then I'm texting the girls like, oh, I'm here. I'm just changing. Like, I'll be in there soon. Yeah. I told them to do the gift exchange before I got there.
Yeah.
And then I think someone said like, oh, there's a parking lot. There's a parking lot you could park at. I'm a couple blocks down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's fine. I got a spot. I'm good. Yeah. As I'm leaving my car, I realize that parking lot that they're talking about is literally across the street from where I parked. And I'm like, I'm already right here. It's fine.
Yeah.
I walk my ass to the pizza place. I join in for like an hour and a half. And then my sister tells me like, I'm like, how? Where'd y'all park? My sister's like, oh, we took an Uber here. Like, you're giving us a ride home. I'm like, that's why you fucking invited me.
But no, we wanted her there.
But anyways, so I'm like, okay, I'm giving Bree, Tammy, and my sister a ride home. I'm like, all right, let's go. We walk to my car.
Yeah.
First, we walk Melissa our to friend, her car. Yeah.
Where she parked in the lit parking area.
And we're making comments about how it doesn't look that safe, but I guess it's safer than the streets because there's lighting. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, no security or anything, so we're like, is this any better than the street?
That's funny that we made that fucking comment, right, though.
Like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
So we drop her off to her car, and then we walk across the street to my car, and as we're walking,
I'm literally like, Rosie, you fucking left your window open.
And she's like, friend, did you leave your window open? And as soon as she said that, I knew, because I don't roll my windows down at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as she said that, I look, and I'm like,
fuck.
No,
yeah,
I did not.
As soon as she said no, I looked at the floor, and I was like, fuck.
Somebody fucking broke into my car.
Everywhere. And I was like, what the fuck did they steal? Like, did they go through your fucking car? What did they steal, Rosie?
It was kind of like, you know, I really try to be nonchalant about things like this because it's like, it is what it is. But it is a little scary because it's like, I had a lot of shit in my car that they could have potentially taken. Mm-hmm. Also, I had my, I think I still have my W-2 in there. I might have taken it out, but I had my W-2. There's like some important things in there. Mm-hmm. I had like 3 different pairs of shoes in there. I did just change from work, so my work shoes were in there. And I had my lunch bag from work. I had 3 different sweaters in there. I had my snow boots from when we went to the fucking snow that I never took out.
Her Stanley.
My Stanley cup was in there. There was a lot of things they could have taken, but the only thing that they did take was my lunch bag.
Yeah. What
the
hell?
So
maybe they thought it was a purse.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. It's cute, but it's not like anything crazy. It was like a purple. I bought the same one too. Like,
I think they just think bag, maybe wallet.
Maybe, yeah. But like, I don't know. Also, it seemed like they were in a rush.
Right? I think maybe my guess is when they broke the window, it started, you know, obviously like beeping. Mm-hmm. So they just grabbed what they wanted and ran off. They didn't have time to actually open the door and go through it, you know?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because she wasn't there long at all for that to even happen. So I'm like, were they watching her? Were they, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, so essentially the only thing that they took is my lunch bag.
That's awful.
In my lunch bag, I did have a book that I almost finished reading.
The book that I gave her on the podcast.
The book she gave me. And it was going to be my first book of the year. I was very proud of myself because I was almost done with it. And it was
in there. I told her I'll buy it for her, but she's like, no.
I'm just going to finish it online.
Yeah.
And like I had a Yeti ice pack in my lunch bag. I'm a little sad about that. Aww. And then like a yogurt and a fucking apple. But it is like one part of
yogurt gave them chorro.
I hope that they opened that bag and were so like
I want. Yeah, I want to see their fucking reaction to like opening that.
My
shit.
Friend told me that I should have looked around the area because apparently when these people do these things, they'll just throw it when they realize there's nothing in it. Oh, so he was like, "You probably should have checked to see if it was around." I'm like,
"Hey, let's go. It's still there.
It's still there." At this point, it's probably trashed. I already bought a new one. It's fine.
I know. I saw. I was like, "Oh, my poor Rosie. She got her
lunch." I bought the same exact one because I still love that one. But yeah, I don't know, like, part of me is like, what a fucking, or whatever these idiots are, like, they literally just took my lunch bag, like, really? Yeah. You could have taken so many more things from there, like, you could have actually came up sick.
But at the same time, it's like...
But the other part of me is like, okay, thank goodness they only took that, because they could have came up sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit cost me $166 to get fixed, and I obviously had to do it, like, right away. Yeah, so part of me is just like, I had no business going. I had originally said I was not going to go to the Galentine's thing, like, and I said it because of money reasons.
Yeah.
I still went. I still paid. And then I had to pay for my fucking new window, so that I kind of did, like, beat myself up about that, because I'm like, I shouldn't have gone. I told myself not to go. That's life. It is what it is. I wasn't that bothered by it. I feel like
Yeah, I feel like when shit like that happens to me, like, I just cry. Like, that. I think that's, like, my... Sorry, I fucking see the...
What? It is in the way. I'm so dead. How do we keep doing that? Sorry, Cindy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sorry, the freaking napkin, because I fucking spilled on myself. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, when shit like that happens to me, I think my automatic reaction is to cry. I think I just, like, cry because of, like, I don't know, frustration or just, like, what the fuck? Even, like, when I get fucking, like, tickets or, like, parking tickets or whatever, I cry. Yeah. Like,
my thing is always, like, the world hates me.
Right? No, that's how I feel. Yeah, I'm like, I never do anything wrong because it wasn't on purpose. Ah! You know, like, I cry. Rosie, she's so nonchalant. I'm just, like, I think I need to take some notes from her because it's, like, why stress about it, you know? Like, it happened. What are you going to do about it, you know? And, yeah, I do need to take some notes from you because I feel like I just stress myself even more.
It's also just, like, human nature, you know?
It is very... I don't know. For me, it was very much, it is what it is, you know? Like, yeah. There's literally nothing I could do about it.
But also, you're like that with a lot of things. Like, when you... With the phone situation, you're like, it is what it is. Let's move on.
Yeah, because there's literally nothing I could do about it, you know?
I can dwell on
things that I could have done. Like, I could have probably moved my car across the street. I could have probably not went at all. But, you know, it is what it is. It happened. It happened already, you know?
It's kind of scary, though, because I had Esme with me, like, that last, especially, like, when we left, like, I literally had her, we were both walking.
Yeah, the area was very sketch. I knew that pulling up, too. I honestly chose the dark spot on purpose because I knew I was going to change, too. So, I'm like, you know, I set myself up. I also had, some type of feeling because usually I don't care. I just leave my shit wherever it's at. That day in particular, I put everything in the back seat, quote-unquote hiding it on the bottom of the back seat. They still saw it.
And it's kind of weird because, like, I had the urge to tell Rosie about the parking spot too. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as I knew Melissa found it, I was like, let me tell Rosie, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, Melissa, tell me the details. Where is it?
And I was like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I can't be mad. Like, you know, but I made that choice, but that night too, like, I was contemplating calling out of work because, again, I had been having terrible days at work, and I contemplated calling out of work that whole time we were at the pizza place.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna go to work or not because my back hurts, I'm tired, whatever. That happened, I'm like, okay, well, at least I have a good excuse to call out of work because fuck this shit, I have to get my window fixed now. Yeah. So I got to take a day off. I think I needed that too.
It's like, cause it's like this, It's like maybe that needed to happen so you could take that.
Yeah, because I probably would have gone to work and felt like shit.
I don't know. Rosie was just telling me I went to a bar, like a hole in the wall near us, and it was me and Ruben's anniversary. So we just went. We went hella early, and it was in like popping. We were just like, and I had to work 4 o'clock in the morning, so I was like at 10 we're leaving. So as soon as 10 hit, we left. And then Rosie tells me, go ahead, tell him.
At around 11 something, mm-hmm. at that same exact spot, somebody got stabbed.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Like, I swear we left like maybe 10:30. Like, how much? I don't know. It's just so crazy.
You guys just missed it for sure.
Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the things, like,
every decision you make, is, you know, it is the butterfly effect. Yeah.
Everything happens to a reason.
I don't like that because sometimes you just be minding your business and something fucking
finds I always do find, like, there were signs, you know, like the parking situation. I'm like, there were signs for me to move, and I was like, nah, fuck that. But you should definitely
listen to your intuition.
Listen to the initial intuition. Yeah. Listen to people's advice.
It's hard sometimes because you're just like,
yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, speaking on butterfly effect or, like, you know, intuition situations, one time my mom, I don't know, did I mention this on the podcast? I'm not sure, but one time I wanted to go to Ruby wanted to go to Earth Cafe in, I think it's Santa Monica or Venice, one of those, but we wanted to go there. It was already like dark. It was that time where it's like it gets dark at like 6 p.m and she was just like so hesitant, like no. My mom never tells me like no, like she's just like, okay, to be safe. But that time she was so hesitant, like she's like, stay home, like that's enough or whatever, like I don't know, like it was just like so weird to me, and I was just like, why is she acting this way? But at the end of the day, like I didn't go. I was just like, whatever. The next day on the news, it shows up that at like 8 p.m a car ran through the people that were at the patio at that place. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Sometimes that intuition be strong.
Yeah. Like, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, even, like, if it's, like, a delay, if it's, like, you know, like, a flat that you get and you can't get to work, you a thing, or, I don't know. I'm like, everything happens for a reason. It's okay. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just keep reminding myself that. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Not to leave it at a dark space.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. No. Let's get into the reviews because my sister just texted me.
Don't forget to wear your green.
Yes.
Oh, we should have. No, she was just like, are you guys almost done? Just wondering. But it is almost her bedtime, so.
Okay.
We should have looked up the history of, like, the pinching thing. Mm-hmm. I just thought about that.
Damn it.
Next time.
We'll let you guys know on our Instagram if you guys want to know.
Reviews.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. I'm conflicted. Would I buy it again? Probably not. It does have that Jameson taste. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. It has that Jameson taste, which is good. If you like Jameson, I think you would really, really like this. Mm-hmm. I love the lemonade one.
The lemonade was good.
Right?
Yeah.
This one, it's again, I think it's just the ginger. I think that mm-hmm. that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But the orange one, at first I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. But as I kept drinking it, I started just tasting it as, like, orange juice, and it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. And I did like that it was a 7%er. Obviously, it got us litty. This one, I don't know about. So, I will give it a 7 out of 10. I think that's good. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. Packaging, I think it's classic. Them. You know, it's classic. It yeah. is... representing them. I just wish they had a variety pack, that's all. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah. I would be interested in trying the Coca-Cola.
Yeah me too, honestly, because Jameson and Coke,
right? Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested.
Yeah. Okay. I personally am a Jameson fan to begin with, so I think that my rating will be a little higher. Mm-hmm. I will say I don't mind the ginger lime one. Nope. I think it's pretty good. Lemonade was good. The orange spritz, at first, me too. There's like a spice in there that I can't figure out what it is. There's some type of aftertaste that is a little weird, but I mean, I was able to drink it. Definitely got me lit. Mm-hmm. yeah. I feel very lit. What else? Packaging is very classic again. I like it. It's giving Jameson. Mm. It's giving Irish.
Mm-hmm. Irish.
I'll give...
The luck of the Irish.
I do wish that it had a variety pack, too. Because, honestly, this shit adds up.
Mm-hmm. No,
if I had to buy 1 4-pack, it would probably be the lemonade.
Yes, mm-hmm. It would be the lemonade. I think we all liked the lemonade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably give it an 8.5 out of 10. Okay. I like them. I like them. I like Jameson. Mm-hmm. I like these.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
Sunday. I would say 8 out of 10. The flavors were not bad. Mm-hmm. They were pretty tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
The lemonade is definitely like the star of the show. Mm-hmm. Just sucks that that's the 5%er.
No, yeah.
But it's really good. It's not too sweet, not too sour, I guess.
Yeah.
The ginger lime was interesting too. Like, definitely that's like a hit or miss depending if you like ginger.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty okay. I had a sip just because I'm driving with little Esme back home,
baby.
So I don't want to get too lit.
Responsibilities.
And yeah, the orange spritz was interesting as well. Yeah, I feel like it almost like had like 3 flavors in one because it almost tasted sweet at some point too.
Yeah, I felt like when I was like drinking it throughout, at first I was like, ugh, and then I was like, and then I was like, wait, it kind of tastes like a mimosa. I don't
the,
know, it was
the
weird.
Sip rule.
Yeah,
the
three-sip
rule
weird.
Gave us 3 different flavors.
Yeah.
The packaging is nice as well. I feel like they didn't do too much. They didn't do too little. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cute. I guess the thing for me is like the price point also. Like, I might be down to buy this if for like an outing or something, but mm-hmm. like for me to drink at home, I feel like it's not necessarily worth it.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Because you're paying up to 10 plus for 4 cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're sharing it with somebody, you know.
It's just, it don't make sense. Yeah, you're going to go for another alternative.
Yeah, and I think a variety pack would be cool too, mm-hmm. but yeah, 8 out of 10 because it does get you lit pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Like second cannon already like feeling pretty lit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this in the beginning or not, but the lemonade, cuz I don't know if we were recording or not when I said it, but the lemonade is giving Mike's Hard Lemonade but like less sweet.
Yeah, no.
Less sweet. Yeah. And
yeah, the Mike's Hard Lemonade is a little too sweet for me, but that's good.
Yeah, that stuff almost makes me feel like my teeth hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, like the sugar sticks on my teeth. So, like, the flavor is there, but not all of that. Like, it's not too much. I like that.
Yeah, no, the lemonade was definitely...
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Good, yeah.
I noticed that this one and the orange one are the only ones that have the little pirate ship. Ship. And the lemonade one just has, like, the ice.
Mm, it's a little different. Interesting. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm also not that bloated. I burped a couple times, but not as bad as like a seltzer. I don't think this is advertised as a seltzer. Is it? No, right?
Oh, okay.
I think there's supposed to be
carbonation. Cocktails.
It has carbonation, yes.
Yeah, it says made with Irish whiskey, natural ginger and lime, 7% alcohol flavors and carbonation on this one.
I think they all have lime in them, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll have the Irish whiskey.
All right. I'm pretty lit.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty lit. That's all I gotta say. And we've only drank three. She drank two-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We feel it. We feel it.
That's the 7%ers. Whoa, you know? Get you over.
I'm not gonna lie. I started feeling it after the 5%er, but I'm like, is it just me?
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you guys for watching.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's
Sorry
Day.
Sorry that we didn't decorate, but like, you know, it's not our fault.
We're wearing green.
Are
you green?
We're wearing green.
Please like. Green. Please subscribe. Please put your post notifications on so you know when we post next. And follow us on Instagram.
Answer our post. We didn't get into the stories, but you know what? Who cares?
Oh yeah, it's because I posted it so late.
It's my fault. It's fine. Yeah. Okay.
But
bye.
Like, comment, subscribe. You're guaranteed to find a pot of gold.
Yes. I know. For the luck of the Irish, fucking like you bitches.
I'm just kidding. Bye.
Bye.